Figures just published show another decline in the sale of electric vehicles. According to numbers from the Central Statistics Office, overall registrations for the first 7 months of the year were up by 3%, but electric vehicle registrations in the same period fell by 28%. To discuss this, joining us is Geraldine Herbert, who's motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Geraldine, those figures are pretty stark.
Yeah, they are indeed, but there's nothing new in them at the same time, Rachel. This is a trend that has persisted all of the year. And I suppose really what we're seeing is that surge in EV sales that we saw from 2018 to 2023 was driven mainly by the early adopters. But expanding that growth into the mainstream market is proving a lot more challenging. And that's because there's concerns about the availability and reliability of the public charging infrastructure. We also saw a reduction in government grants and support, and that's creating uncertainty. There is quite steep depreciation on EVs at the moment. And then there's a lot of myth and misinformation about battery life, the environmental impact, and basically the practicality of EVs for everyday life. So as a result, when you have a cost of living, the cost of living being so high at the moment, I think consumers are just much less likely to take a chance on new technology, and they're just sticking with what they know.
Talk to us about the cost of these vehicles, because for many people, that is a real issue.
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, the prices has come down, and this is one of the reasons why we're seeing the steep depreciation, particularly in the second-hand market, because there's been a lot of volatility in new car prices, there's been a lot of competition, a lot of price wars. So the prices have come down. They are still higher than what you're going to pay for petrol and diesel, but if you look at the total running costs, they're a lot cheaper. So I think, again, people don't realise that. But if we look at the sort of top sellers, I suppose you're looking at spending anywhere between sort of 38,000 to about 45,000. They're the kind of price range you're looking at. So it is a lot of money, but then all new cars are expensive.
Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Thank you for being with us.